أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Musa alayhi salam had requested from Khadir alayhi salam whether he could follow him and whether he could remain in his company so that he may learn from him certain aspects that were taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khadir alayhi salam made it quite clear to him from the outset that, listen, you will not be able to exercise patience while in my company because there are certain things that I will do which you will not be able to understand and fully comprehend. Musa alayhi salam said that inshaAllah he will try his level best to be from amongst those who will exercise patience and he will persevere. And Khadir alayhi salam then gave him a clear instruction that if you want to follow me, you must not ask me of anything that I do. Don't question any action of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of this journey of theirs that they commenced. فَانْطَلَقَ In the next ayah, ayah number 71 of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says the two of them moved ahead. They proceeded. They began walking on the seashore. And as they were moving along, they required a boat, they required some transport in order to be transported to the opposite end or to the opposite side or further down the shore. As they were walking, a boat approached the two of them and Khadir alayhi salam negotiated a ride with them and they recognized Khadir and they knew Khadir alayhi salam, so they agreed to take them two along with them and they refused to accept any payment from Khadir alayhi salam and the two of them boarded this boat or the ship. The moment he got onto the boat, hatta idha rakiba fi safina kharaqaha. Khadir alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, they got onto the boat and when they got onto the boat, Khadir alayhi salam, they hardly started moving. Khadir alayhi salam took an axe and he damaged the boat. Kharaqaha. He removed one of the panels, one of the planks, due to which water started coming into the boat and into the ship. And when Musa alayhi salam saw this, he says, Qala akharaqtaha? Did you damage the ship? Why have you broken the ship? Why did you do this? Did you do this لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا? Because you want to drown the people on the boat? You are going to kill everyone on this boat. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا You have certainly committed something terrible. You have done something very bad. قال خضر عليه السلام reminded him. He says, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا O Musa, did I tell you that you will not be able to exercise patience and perseverance with me? Did I not tell you you mustn't ask me about anything that I do? قَالَ لَا تُوَاخِذْنِي Musa alayhi salam offered an excuse. He says, O Khadir, do not take me to task. Do not hold me accountable for what I had forgotten. I forgot about the promise. I forgot about the instruction. In the heat of the moment, I forgot about it and I could not allow you to do this. What you have done according to my Sharia is wrong. Musa alayhi salam was required to speak. Every time he spoke, whenever Khadir alayhi salam had done something, according to his knowledge and according to his Sharia and according to his station and status of a prophet, he had to speak. He had to speak out because it was against his Sharia. So that's why he spoke and he says, I have forgotten about what we had agreed and your instruction. So he says, do not hold me accountable for what I forgot. وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِ عُسْرًا Do not burden me with something difficult in this matter of mine. Okay, don't make it a bit too difficult for me. Don't immediately expel me from your company and don't immediately remove me from from enjoying your company. From this we understand that the student will make mistakes, and the student will slip, and the student will fall, and the student will err along the way. And the duty of the ustad is that he should continue nurturing and continue grooming the student. It's not that the student makes one mistake and that is it. The ustad removes the student from his company and no longer allows the student to benefit from him. So that is what Musa alayhi salam is requesting, that do not burden me with difficulty in this matter of mine. Don't be too harsh on me and do not make it too difficult for me. While they were, it comes in the riwayah, in the hadith, that while they were on this boat, a bird appeared and it sat on the edge of the boat, and while sitting there, the bird took some water in its beak. I mean, how much of water can a bird keep or hold in its beak? One packed into the ocean, one or two packed into the ocean. And Khadir alayhi salam saw this. He told Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge and your knowledge combined, if we combine our knowledge, and it is not equivalent to even the water in the beak of this bird compared to the ocean. So it's like Allah's knowledge is like the ocean that you see in front of you, and my knowledge and your knowledge in comparison to that is not even equal to the amount of water that the bird had taken in his beak. Subhanallah. Think about that parable and the example that Khadir alayhi salam cites for us. فَانْطَلَقَ Allah says, they move on. They continue traveling, so they reach the shore. It is said that Khadir alayhi salam, while traveling, he did fix up that boat, right? And an explanation will come at the end. He explains to Musa alayhi salam exactly as to why he did what he did. So he fixed up the boat and he fixed up that carrier of theirs, and they disembarked once they reached their destination. فَانْطَلَقَ They are now walking along the shore of the ocean, the seashore. And as they are proceeding and moving, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا They meet a ghulam. A ghulam means a child, a boy, who has not yet reached the age of puberty. So he was a really small boy, a toddler, a child. فَقَتَلَ And this child was playing with other children. Khadir alayhi salam grabbed the child and he killed him. Just like that. He killed the child. Now Musa alayhi salam, he's a Nabi. This is murder. He has to speak out against it. He cannot witness this happening in front of his eyes. فَقَتَلَ And he killed him. And the hadith, it comes that Khadir alayhi salam grabbed him and held him by his head and ripped his head out from his body. قال Musa alayhi salam said, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ Have you murdered, have you killed an innocent, نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً زَكِيَّةً a pure and innocent soul, an innocent person, without that child killing anyone else, meaning unjustly. It's not that you kill the child in retaliation for a murdered person or because he had committed a similar crime. بغير نفس, unjustly, without any justification, you have killed an innocent child. لقد جئت شيئا نكرا You have certainly committed something abominable, something really grave. This is a grave sin that you have committed. Moving on to the 16th juz of the Quran, Khadir alayhi salam reminds him, قال, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا Musa, did I not tell you that you will not be able to persevere with me and you will not be able to exercise sabr while in my company? قال Musa alayhi salam offered an excuse and he told Khadir alayhi salam, إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي Oh Khadir, if I ask you one more time after this, if I ask you about anything one more time, then فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي You can disallow me from remaining in your company. You can then remove me from your company. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُدْرًا You have indeed reached the limit in listening to excuses from me. I have given you enough excuses, and you have now reached a limit in those excuses, and you will now have all the right to remove me from your company if I were to ask you one more thing after this. May Allah grant us the understanding.